Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Betty. Now, thanks for calling, but I'll have to skip this one, Angel. Yeah, I'm involved with a little character who has an idea he's a lady killer. And I have to see to it that he doesn't take it too literally.
This is Ed Herlihy, friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the neighbor's nightmare. In just a moment or two, we'll join the Falcon for his latest adventure. But first, I'd like to tell you ladies how you can make delicious snacks and sandwiches, salad toppings and appetizers more quickly and easily than ever. Just make them with those wonderfully handy Kraft cheese spreads. There are 9 grand varieties, you know, some sharp-tasting and others delightfully mild. But all are delicious. And, of course, of the finest quality, because they are made by Kraft. And for years, Kraft has been famous for foods of the finest quality. Try some of these handy helpers tomorrow. Take home several of the 9 famous Kraft cheese spreads. It's late Sunday night, and at one of New York's most expensive hotels, short, baldish Gordon Daly is asleep in his room when there's a loud knocking on his door. Daly sits up, fumbles for the bedside light, then staggers sleepily to the door while putting on his bathrobe. At the door, he stops and puts his head close to it.
Who is it?
I have the room across the hall. I must talk to you.
Well, it's late.
Yes, I know, but please open the door. I'm afraid.
Afraid? Why?
Open the door. I'll explain.
Just a minute. Now, what is...
Let me in, please.
But I... It's late, and I... Suppose, I mean, somebody this time of night...
Just for a minute till I collect myself.
Well, all right.
Thank you. I know this seems strange, and when I explain, you're going to think I'm silly.
Am I?
I'm afraid so. You see, I had a nightmare.
Oh?
I was afraid to be alone. Isn't that childish?
Well, I guess so.
I get so frightened, I just can't stand it. Look, do you have a cigarette?
Oh, yes, just a minute. Here you are.
Thank you. Look how my hand's still shaking.
Well, here, I'll light it for you. There.
I saw you on the elevator and coming in here a few times. You look, well, understanding. And when I get these awful dreams...
I know how you feel. I've had nightmares.
It's really my own fault. I should have put the money in the bank instead of splurging.
What?
You see, I've never had much all my life. And then all of a sudden to have $25,000, it's like coming into a fortune.
Did somebody leave you money?
No, I made a lucky investment. You see, I'd saved up a few $1,000s over a period of years, and then I heard of this opportunity, a new process for refining oil, so I put in all my savings.
And you took out $25,000?
Yes, in just a few months. I probably should have left it in. I might have been really rich. But $25,000 seemed like rich to me. I bought furs and jewelry, and I'm living here.
Your $25,000 won't last long at that rate.
Well, I may reinvest some of it, but I want to have my fun first.
Yes, I see how you feel.
The only trouble is I never had anything before. I was always so careful. That's how I saved up the few thousand I had. So now with my room full of expensive things, I keep getting these nightmares that somebody's trying to break in and rob me.
Yeah, well, now about this investment...
I get so frightened when I have those dreams. I suppose it's because I... Oh, listen to me rattling on about myself. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bore you.
Oh, you didn't bore me.
You're kind. I knew you would be.
This investment, a new process, you said, for refining oil?
Oh, let's not talk about that now. Maybe tomorrow, if you'd care to see me.
Oh, may I take you to lunch?
Oh, I'd be delighted. You know, maybe this was a lucky accident. I don't know many people in New York.
Well, now you know me. I think maybe we'll turn out to be good friends.
I know we shall.
Yeah?
How do you do, sir? Am I in the right place?
Well, look, pal, I'm a detective, not a mind reader.
Oh, then I am in the right place. This is the address I was given, but I expected an office building, not an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You are Michael Waring, the gentleman they call the Falcon?
Well, you're two-thirds right.
Oh, what?
I'm Michael Waring. I'm called the Falcon. But about the gentleman, well, there are various opinions about that.
Oh, well, may I come in? I'd like to talk to you.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Well, Mr.
Daly. Gordon Daly.
Daly. Gordon Daly. What can I do for you?
I want you to investigate someone for me. Mr. Barnes. Harold Barnes.
Mm-hmm. And what's this Barnes, Harold Barnes done?
Well, I invested $15,000 with him a month ago, and something's come up. I need my money. I've asked him for it, but he keeps putting me off.
And you think he's pulling a fast,
I'm not sure what he's pulling. That's what I want you to find out.
Well, how come you invested with him in the first place?
Well, you see, Muriel, a friend of mine, put her money in Barnes' company, and she made a fabulous profit.
Fabulous is a nice word for it. Just how good a friend is this Muriel?
Oh, very good.
Uh-huh. For how long?
Oh, about a month.
Mm-hmm. She crooks the finger, you rush in and get stung.
Oh, now, don't get the wrong idea about Muriel. She's a nice girl.
Oh, no doubt.
She wouldn't lie to me.
No, of course not. She claimed dealing with Barnes is profitable for her. Well, I'm sure it is. A nice, fat profit for every sucker she lands.
Now, you're wrong.
Well, in that case, do you still want to hire me?
Yes, but you'll find out how wrong you are.
All right.
You're thinking of this as a swindle, but it's not. Barnes meant to pay off, I'm sure of that. He did pay off to Muriel, but now something's happened and he's stalling. Apparently, he's hard-pressed for cash.
Mm-hmm. Well, if Mr. Barnes is so hard-pressed for cash, I think I'll offer him some and see what happens.
Interested in investing with us, hmm?
That's right, Mr. Barnes.
And you say Mr. Daly recommended us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, strange. To be perfectly frank, Mr. Daly hasn't been too happy with us lately.
Oh, he's not afraid of getting his money. It's just a matter of time. He happens to need it now. But me, I'm in no hurry, so if you'd care to outline the proposition...
Oh, I'd be glad to, Mr. Warren, did you say it is?
That's right.
Oh. Are you sure you didn't mean Waring...
What gives you that idea?
Don't be so modest, Mr. Waring. The Falcon is a famous man.
And the cops and robbers set. Which are you?
Well, I can't pretend to be a cop. As for the other, that's what you're trying to find out, isn't it?
Yeah, and this conversation seems to give me my answer.
But not your proof.
Well, I imagine any fair to middling accountant could take care of that.
Why not get one and see?
That's a good idea. Well, so long, Barnes. Sorry I bothered you.
Oh, that's all right, Waring. Oh, but before you go...
Yeah?
Take this! Oh, come on in, Muriel. I've almost finished packing. Say, where are your bags?
I haven't packed yet. Why'd you want me to drop by here?
Because I wanted to know what happened. I thought you were going to keep Daly in line.
I said I'd keep him happy. He's happy.
Yeah, so happy he hires a detective.
Well, he's the cautious type.
Well, this is the end of the line. With Waring on us, we've got to move.
We were stretching it pretty thin anyway. One of the suckers was bound to get restless. We're just lucky we have time to pull up stakes.
But we'd better hurry. That gun butt's not going to keep Waring asleep all day.
No, you shouldn't have slugged him. You'd bluff.
What's to bluff? He could smell the setup.
You didn't have to tip that you knew him. You could have played along. That would have given us more time.
We have enough time if we don't waste it gabbing.
All right. All right. Where's the cash?
In this suitcase.
How much does it come to?
Oh, somewhere around 80 grand. That's 40 apiece. Not bad.
I was counting on more.
Well, if Daly hadn't got itchy...
I'm not interested in ifs. I want cash.
You'll settle for what's here.
Not 40. I have plans. They call for big money.
Now, don't get the idea I'm cutting you in for more than half.
Oh, I'd never make that mistake, Barnes, knowing you. So, I'll have to do my own cutting. I'll settle for 80.
What?
I said I'm taking the full 80. You're out, chum. And if you don't believe me, maybe this gun will convince you.
Hey, now, kid, wait a minute.
I don't have a minute. So get out of my way. I'm taking the bag.
That's what you think.
No, don't. Oh. You fool! Why did you make me do that?
Muriel, there you are. I've been waiting since six.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm so late. Something awful happened.
Yes, I can see you. You look like you've had another nightmare.
This one's real. I've got to talk to you, but I don't want anybody to hear.
Well, there's a table in the corner.
All right.
Ah, I see Mademoiselle has arrived. You wish to be seated now, Mr. Gray?
Yes, please. That table over there, if we may.
Oh, certainly.
You said you got here at six, Gordon?
Yes, that's when our reservation was for.
And you gave your name when you arrived, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
This table, monsieur?
That's right, thank you. And before we order dinner, I think we'd better have a double brandy for the young lady and a glass of sherry for me.
Yes, monsieur, right.
Yes.
Thanks, Gordon.
Well, now, what's wrong?
It's terrible. You've got to help me.
I'll try.
I knew you would, darling. You're wonderful.
Well, now,
Gordon, Mr. Barnes phoned me. He said he wanted to talk to me at his apartment.
His apartment?
Yes, he said it was very important, so I went. But when I got to the door, I heard arguing inside, and then a shot.
You mean a shot?
Yes. And then the door opened, so I hid on the stairs, and I saw Peter Somerset come out and go to the elevator.
Who's Peter Somerset?
Oh, he's someone who invested with Mr. Barnes, too.
Oh, I see. Well, then, did you go in?
Yes. It was awful. Mr. Barnes, he was dead.
Oh, dear, that means my money...
You never know. Maybe Somerset took it.
Excuse me. Brandy for Mademoiselle, sherry for Monsieur.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Well, Gordon?
Well, we'll have to tell the police about Somerset.
But that's just it. I can't. I don't dare. They might think I killed Mr. Barnes.
Why should they?
Well, they jumped to conclusions. I was there at the time of the murder. That's what's so awful. I was thinking, Gordon... I know it's a lot to ask, but I was thinking...
Yes?
Well, the shooting took place at 6:15. You were here in this restaurant. You got here at 6. The waiter saw you. You have a perfect alibi.
Well, yes, but what's that...
Well, suppose you say that you were at Mr. Barnes tonight at around 5:30. And as you were leaving, you saw Mr. Somerset go in.
Oh, I couldn't do...
Well, Mr. Somerset was there. I saw him. And you're in the clear as far as the murder goes because you were here when it happened.
I know, but a thing like that...
For me?
I don't know what to say. Look, Mr. Waring, he's a detective. If I tell him what you saw,
No, you mustn't tell anyone that I was there, especially a detective. No, if you won't help me,
Oh, you know I'll help you. But if there's only some other way...
There isn't any other way. The only way you can help me is to say you were there yourself.
All right, Muriel. I was there at 5:30.
This is Ed Herlihy again, friends. Well, it looks like Muriel is a girl with ideas. And here's an idea for all you folks who really like good salads. An idea for a wonderfully different salad dressing you can make easily. Just empty a glass full of Roca cheese spread, one of the 9 delicious cheese spreads made by Kraft, into a little bowl. Then use that empty Roca glass to measure out an equal amount of Miracle Whip salad dressing. Blend the two together, and the result is a delightfully different salad dressing. Creamy, smooth Roca cheese spread has a zesty blue cheese flavor that's unusually delicious, really tantalizing. And for wonderful snacks and sandwiches, try Old English brand and Smoke Hill and Kraft cheese and bacon spread, too. But, of course, you'll want to try all 9 delicious Kraft cheese spreads. Look for them in colorful tulip-designed drinking glasses you can use again and again. And remember, the Kraft cheese spreads are so delicious that they've become America's favorites. So, enjoy the best. Tomorrow, get several of the 9 famous Kraft cheese spreads. They're America's favorites. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. A half hour has passed since Gordon Daly agreed to save Muriel's neck by placing himself at Barnes' apartment at 5:30. Now he's phoning the Falcon. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Waring. This is Gordon Daly.
Oh, yes, Daly. I'm glad you called. I've been trying to reach you. Well, I saw Barnes for you. Looks bad for your money. He plays dirty pool. I've got the head to prove it.
What?
He slugged me and skipped. I called in his description to the police. They're looking for him.
What? They found him. I just heard on the radio he's been murdered.
What?
Yes, that's why I'm calling. I think I know who did it.
Yeah, who?
Mr. Somerset, Peter Somerset.
How do you know that?
I saw him. You see, I went up to Mr. Barnes' apartment this afternoon.
You went up there? Why?
Well, he phoned and asked me to.
What did he say when you got there?
Nothing much.
He asked you to go over so he could tell you nothing much, huh?
Look, why are you asking me all these questions? Aren't you working for me?
Well, I thought so, but you seem to be taking matters in your own hands. Well,
but Barnes asked me.
Uh-huh.
That's the truth. And as long as you're so skeptical, before you get the idea I had anything to do with the murder, I want you to know I was in a public restaurant in front of witnesses at 6:15 when the murder was committed.
I see. Now, how come you know when the murder was committed?
What? Oh, that was on the radio, too.
Well, if you weren't at Barnes's at 6:15, how come you're so sure Somerset is the murderer?
Well, I'm not sure, only he was there.
At the time of the murder?
I don't know. He just went in as I was coming out.
When was that?
5:30.
45 minutes before the murder.
Well, it's just a lead, but I thought you ought to know. Mm-hmm. The important thing now is my money. If Mr. Somerset is the murderer, maybe he...
Yeah, maybe he. Where can I find him?
He's in the phone book.
All right, I'll check on him. So long, Daly.
Taxi.
Wait a minute, Waring.
Huh? Oh, Sergeant Corbett.
I'll save you a fare. You want to go someplace? I've got a squad car.
Well, you're too good to me, Corbett.
Don't mention it. I want to talk to you anyway.
All right, fine. What do we discuss? Existentialism or dialectics?
Let's discuss Harold Barnes.
Isn't he a pretty dead subject?
Very dead. How did you know?
It's on the radio.
Huh? How did it get on the radio?
What's the matter? Haven't you given out a story on it?
No.
Well, there's a leak someplace. Whole thing's on the air. Time of death and all.
Time of death?
Yep. 6:15.
Waring, you'd better have that radio of yours checked. Could stand a new tube or something.
Why?
I've got news for you. Barnes wasn't killed at 6:15.
No?
No, he was killed at 5:30.
What's that?
That's right, Waring. 5:30. You're going to talk?
I've been talking. Ever since we got to headquarters.
But you haven't said anything. What do you know about the murder?
Nothing.
You admit you had a fight with Barnes.
Some fight. He slugged me when I wasn't looking.
This is not going to make you love him.
All right, so I killed him.
You want to sign a confession?
You don't have enough rubber hose for that, Corbett.
I don't say you pulled the trigger, Waring, but you know something. You're covering for somebody.
Now, that's a brilliant piece of deduction.
Who is it?
No comment.
What's with the phony radio yarn you handed me?
That's what I want to know. If you'd stop wasting my time, maybe I could find out.
And if you'd cooperate...
You'd die of shock. I couldn't do it to you, Corbett. I simply couldn't.
I ought to book you, Waring.
On suspicion?
On general principles. But we've just cleaned the jail, so get out of here.
You say the sweetest things.
If this case isn't cracked in 24 hours, I may change my mind. Now beat it.
Oh, Mr. Waring, come in.
Yeah, Daly. Daly, where'd you get the idea Barnes was killed at 6:15?
Oh, I told you, the radio.
Wasn't on the radio.
But I heard it.
No, it's no use, Daly. That's too easily checked.
Well, I have nothing else to say.
You know, Chum, when somebody has the facts of a murder before the story is out, it usually means he had something to do with it.
I have an alibi.
Uh-huh. So this isn't the usual situation, especially since those facts of yours happen to be incorrect.
What do you mean?
I mean that the murder didn't take place at 6:15.
It didn't?
No, it didn't. It happened at 5:30.
What?
Yes, just the time you admitted being at Barnes.
Oh, no, there's some mistake.
And you made it.
I didn't kill him.
Well, I don't think you did. You wouldn't have stuck your neck out so far if you had.
I'm glad you realized that.
Yeah, so that leaves just one explanation.
Does it?
You mentioned a friend when I first talked to you, Muriel.
Yes?
Nice girl, you said. She wouldn't lie to you. Not much. She'd just trim you out of your savings and then frame you for murder. Well?
I don't know.
It was Muriel, wasn't it? Now, come on, Daly, wasn't it?
Stay right where you are, Waring. Don't you move.
Oh, dear. How chivalrous can you get? A gun? Because I accuse your girl?
I trusted her, Waring. I believed her. I loved her.
Well, as long as you're putting that all in the past tense, why the gun?
You don't think I'm going to let her get away with this, do you?
Well, you don't need the gun to get even. All we need is your testimony. If we can pin the killing on her...
If. Well, I'm not going to wait. And I'm not interested in just giving testimony. For once in my life, I'm going to do something.
Now, wait a minute,
No,
Daly.
You stay right there. This is between me and her. We're going to have it out, and don't you try to follow me. If you do, I'll kill you. I'm not joking, Waring. I'll kill you.
This is Ed Hurley again, friends. Well, I'd hate to be in Mike's shoes right now, but then I have a much more pleasant job than Mike's. Yes, I really enjoy telling you about the 9 delicious Kraft cheese spreads, because I know how good tasting all 9 of these fine cheese spreads are. Each one is extra good, and there's a variety to please every taste. There are mild-tasting ones, like Kraft Pineapple Cheese Spread, and there are sharp-tasting kinds, too, such as Roca, Smoke Hell, and Kraft Cheese and Bacon Spread. They're all good to eat, and actually good for you, too, because they're wholesome dairy foods made from only the finest, purest ingredients. For easy sandwiches and snacks your folks can help themselves to, keep your refrigerator stocked with several of the 9 delicious Kraft cheese spreads. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. 20 minutes have passed since Gordon Daly took matters and a gun in his own hands. Now he confronts Muriel in her apartment.
You cheat, you lying little cheat.
Gordon, listen to me.
I did listen to you. I let you make a fool of me.
You don't understand.
I don't understand at last. You were just using me, that's all. Just using me.
No, Gordon, if you'd only...
Just using me. I thought, I hoped... No, don't you move.
Please, Gordon.
Now you're going to pay.
Don't kill me. Somebody will hear the shot. You won't get away. You'll be caught.
Yes, I'll be caught. Well, I don't care. I'll give myself up.
Wait, there's money. A lot of...
I'm not interested in money anymore.
Please, Gordon, put down the gun. Please.
Yes. Yes, Muriel, I will put down the gun. There.
Thank you.
I won't need it for what I'm going to do.
What do you... No, stay away.
I don't need a gun.
Don't, Gordon.
All right, Daly, that's hey, enough. Waring, where did you come from?
The window. Now let her go.
Thanks, stranger, for giving me a chance to get the gun. Now put up your hands.
What? Well, that's gratitude for you. I saved your life.
So thanks. All right, Gordon, get up.
Yes. Waring... How did you get here? I made sure you didn't follow.
Now, you're not too good at the rough stuff, Daly. You shouldn't try it. You left me in your room. Muriel's address is on your phone pad.
Oh, of course.
When I got here, I knew you wouldn't let me in. That's why I tried the window instead of the door.
Well, if you're all through congratulating yourself, maybe you'll tell me what this is all about.
Yeah, sure. It's all about your pretty neck, as if you didn't know. Daly wanted to ring it. I wanted to save it so that you can face the murder rap you're trying to pin on him.
Murder rap?
Now, don't tell me it's news to you. Your frame isn't going to work, Angel. Daly was supposed to put his neck in the noose by admitting he was at Barnes's at 5:30.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we won't argue that. Anyway, so far he's only said it to me. He didn't tell the police, and if I deny he told me, where's your proof against him?
Maybe there isn't any. But aren't you overlooking one thing?
What's that?
Where's your evidence against me, since you seem to be accusing me?
You tried to frame Daly.
Can you prove that?
I can try.
You'll get your chance. We'll see whose story holds up. And don't move, either.
What are you doing?
Calling the police. Any objections? Gordon has admitted being at the murder scene at 5:30, Sergeant. That's why he tried to kill me.
No, that's not it.
Daly, you and Waring both admit you tried to kill the girl.
Well, I lost my head.
Sure, just like you lost it when you killed Barnes.
But, Corbett, can't you...
Yeah, Waring, I see you're trying to build up Daly as a nice, innocent little sucker. So what's a nice, innocent little sucker doing with a gun?
I told you, Sergeant. Muriel, she gave it to me. She told me Peter Somerset might try to harm me because I accused him, and I'd need it to protect myself.
Sergeant, you don't believe...
You bet I don't believe. Waring gives me a lot of double talk. Now he admits he was covering for Daly. He admits Daly pulled a gun on him, and the gun turns out to be the murder weapon.
Murder weapon?
That's what ballistics says. So, with a gun, with a second murder attempt, with Waring's double talk... No. There's only one answer this time.
Can't you see it's a frame?
Did you ever see a murderer who wasn't being framed, Waring?
But the girl told him what to do.
She didn't tell him to pull a gun on you. She didn't tell him to try to strangle her. She didn't tell you to hold back on me. Her story makes sense. Yours and Daly's still doesn't.
All right, Corbett, you win.
But do you know how much I win, Waring?
What?
I could hold you, too, for obstructing justice, and don't think I wouldn't love it.
Oh, come now, Corbett. I know that behind that stony facade, there beats a heart of granite.
Keep up the bright dialogue, chum, but you've just got one out. Otherwise, I throw the book at you.
And what's my out?
You sign a statement saying Daly admitted to you he was at Barnes at 5:30.
All right, Corbin.
No, Waring, don't.
The truth, Daly.
But it'll clinch the case. I don't mind about myself, but this means Muriel will go free. She'll get away with everything.
What can I do? Go ahead, Corbett. Have the statement typed out. I'll sign it.
Oh, it's you.
Well, that's a friendly greeting, Muriel. Still haven't forgiven me for saving your life.
I still haven't forgiven you for trying to pin a murder on me.
Oh, well, we all make mistakes. I signed the statement tying it to Daly, didn't I?
When you couldn't help yourself. What do you want?
In?
Sorry, I'm busy.
Doing what?
What's it to you?
I thought I might help.
No, thanks. Goodbye, Mr. Waring.
Not so fast. I happen to be interested in you, Muriel.
Thanks again, but it's still goodbye.
In fact, I'm so interested, I've been following you ever since they threw Daly in the can.
What's that?
You see, I knew this was more than a murder. Barnes was working a neat swindle. Must have collected quite a bundle. But the police had searched his place and Daly's. No dough.
So what am I supposed to do?
Well, I haven't given up on you, Angel. That's why I've been hanging around. A little while ago, you received a parcel post package. What was in it?
You tell me.
Okay, I'll make a stab at it. You mailed the swindle money to yourself. Let Uncle Sam hold it for you while the heat was on.
Nice guessing. Where does it get you?
I'd like to see the package.
You'd like to take a walk.
All right. I'll be back with Sergeant Corbett.
No, you don't.
No guns, Angel.
Let go.
Not yet. Let me have that. You're trying to pull this just about clinches things, Muriel.
You can't prove anything.
I've proved enough to get Sergeant Corbett up here with a search warrant. That ought to wrap things up. Let's go phone him, shall we?
For a while, Waring, I thought you'd let me down.
Oh, for a while I had to, Daly.
Well, you worked with Sergeant Corbett before. Wasn't there any way you could convince him?
Sure, by getting proof. That's what I did.
And in the meantime, I had to sit in jail.
Well, wasn't it worth it to save you 15 grand? Not to mention your neck.
It was worth it to get even with Muriel.
You sure are one for revenge.
I think of how much I love that woman. I still do, I guess. That's why I hate her so much.
Well, that makes sense.
It does. Well, at least I've learned my lesson. From now on, I'm through with women. They're nothing but trouble. That's all they are, Waring. Trouble.
Uh-huh. Well, I've got to be going.
Oh, yes? Where?
Oh, just out looking for trouble. Good night, Daly.
For the best in taste in the margarine you buy, get Parquet margarine, made by Kraft. Yes, Parquet is the margarine millions prefer to any other because it tastes so good. And it tastes so good because it's always fresh. In states where the law permits, get yellow Parquet in its wonderful new Flavor Saver aluminum foil wrap. Elsewhere, get Parquet in the regular package or handy Color Quick bag. In any package, Parquet is the margarine that tastes so good because it's always fresh. That's P-A-R-K-A-Y, Parquet Margarine, made by Kraft. Get a palm tomorrow. The Case of the Mighty Muscle. The Case of the Mighty Muscle. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that some people don't need a moving van to move in. A little Colt 45 can carry a lot more weight. So be sure to listen at this same time next week to another exciting adventure of the Falcon, brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company. The adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written today by Gene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon with Ken Lynch as Sergeant Corbett. Be sure to hear The Great Gildersleeve next Wednesday evening over most of these stations. In next Wednesday's broadcast, Gildy comes face to face with an hilarious problem and solves it in a way that will keep you laughing for days. Remember the show, the time, and the place, The Great Gildersleeve, next Wednesday evening over most of these stations. Check your newspaper for time of broadcast. This is Ed Hurley. He's speaking for the Kraft Foods Company.
Jimmy Durante, Fred Allen, and Judy Holliday visit the big show today on NBC.